when you're gonna show up, but God, I know you're gonna do it. God, I know you're gonna bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pain's gonna end, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I've had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me. I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
When we talk about trusting in the Lord, we're talking about trusting in His Word. Glory to God. Look at what happens here. We're going to get the strong faith, I hope. Listen to this. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat comes. That's drought. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That means no matter what the circumstances are in the economy, because he's talking about drought there, no matter what the circumstances are, you are still blessed. Why? Because you have an invisible stream. Amen. This river, amen, notice it say that the roots go down deep. That means that this supply can't be seen by the natural eye. Hallelujah. Now, I submit to you that the shrub and the tree is side by side. You can have one person that living by faith and another person living by unbelief, sitting side by side. This is a shrub and this is a fruitful tree. What's the difference? It is the decision that they have made to trust in the Lord. He said he won't even see when drought, he won't even be careful, won't be full of anxiety, won't be fearful, will not be worried about what's going on in the economy. Why? Because the economy is not supplying him. He's being supplied by the river of life. The roots go down. His leaf will always be green. That's why I'm saying all I want to look out and see is green leaves. I want to see some green trees. I don't want to look at no shrubs in here. If you're a shrub, just go ahead and let your roots go down. Tap into the water, because that same supply is under the desert. There's a reservoir of water, the water of life, just below you. If you'll dig down and put some roots in there, God will turn that shrub into a fruitful tree. Hallelujah. So even the shrub can get help in the desert. Holy Spirit, awesome, ain't he? Your roots growing down deep. I got a river of life under me. It don't matter what's happening. I'm going to be blessed. Because God said it. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is trusting in His Word. Now, we looked at the last 2 weeks. Examples of great faith in the Bible. If they could have great faith, hallelujah, then you can have great faith. The centurion, the Roman officer who had great faith, was not even an Israelite. He's outside of the covenant, but his faith tapped into the covenant. Then the woman of Cana, who came for her daughter that was demon possessed, I call her the crumb snatcher. You know why? Because this woman would not give up. Let me give you the ingredients to strong faith. The ingredients to strong faith is that you have to have a heart of compassion. In other words, you can't get upset when people around you get blessed. You can't look at people and say, well, I don't see why the Lord keep on blessing them. They already got enough blessing in their life. Why we keep blessing them? You stupid. Folly, folly, folly. Folly just means stupidity. When somebody get around speaking stupidity, just say folly, folly, folly. They don't even have to know you calling them stupid. Just say folly, folly, folly. And then just remove yourself. I mean, I'm not, you know, the Bible talks about that folly. And y'all been reading Proverbs, ain't you? I'm trying to figure out what that word folly is. Folly, folly, folly means lack of common sense. No understanding. Stupid. So compassion is required. You have to allow the love of God to flow through you to say, Lord, help me be a blessing to somebody else. See, both of these, what Jesus called great faith, neither one of them persons came for anything for themselves. The Roman officer came for his servant, and the Syrophoenician woman, the Canaanite woman, came for her daughter. But they had great faith because they had great compassion. They wanted to see the suffering eliminated. They wanted to see the pain go. They wanted to see the oppression leave. They wanted to see them people happy and delivered and blessed in life. So you have to have that. If you're going to develop strong faith, we're talking about increasing your measure, you have to say, Lord, I love it when people are blessed. When I hear people getting blessed, I say, praise the Lord. I treat it like my blessing because we are all connected together. When you bless, I get blessed. I don't look at it like you separate from me. When you increase, you get a new car, I just got one. When you get a raise on your job, I treat it like I just got one. Because when you increase, the whole body go up. The more I delight in seeing other people get blessed, the more blessing come on me. You can't have a stingy, grudge-hearted attitude. You have to have a heart of compassion. That's an element of strong, great faith. Then you have to have humility. You have to be humble because God resists the proud. The Bible says that the proud know not God, neither is he in their thoughts. They don't even think about God. They are self-sufficient. They are their own single source supplier. Some people believe in themselves. Well, I don't believe in God, believe in me. Well, man, I'm going to tell you, you got a paltry supply. Folly, folly, folly. There you go, Mike. That's a good one, Mike. Miss G, that's good. When you your own source, well, you know, I get what I get by the strength of my hand. Where you get that strength from, fool? Who wake you up in the morning? You got to have an alarm clock to get you out of bed. So whenever you think it's just you and you, I'm my own man. I make my own way in life. You know, I make my way. Folly, folly, folly. So humility is required. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. And grace is his ability, Jerry. It's his ability enabling you to do what you couldn't do naturally. It is his strength in exchange for your weakness. That's what grace is. It is his enablement. It is him going before you, favoring you, strengthening you. That's what humility. We saw humility in both of them. The centurion said, Lord, I'm not even worthy for you to come home with me. He was humble. He said, Lord, my house ain't worthy of you. He's an officer in the army. But he felt like his abode, place where he lived, wasn't suitable for Jesus to even come under the roof. He was humble. The Syrophoenician woman then lost all her shame. Jesus! Son of David! Have mercy on me. Show me some compassion. Show favor to me, Lord. My daughter's at home, demon possessed. See, most people want to keep their family problem private. Look, I know you got a devil, but we ain't gonna say nothing. Look, what go on in the family? Stay in the family. Don't you go down there telling Pastor that we got people in the family demon possessed. Baby, just do the best you can and we'll try to get you some help somewhere, but we ain't telling nobody. This woman said, I need some help. My daughter got a devil. She's out in the public. Both of them out in public. She was so loud that the disciples say, Lord, send her away. Get rid of this woman. She bothering us. When Jesus saw that attitude in him, then he turned to that woman. First, he was silent, didn't say nothing. I think he was waiting on those disciples to see what they was going to do. And they wanted to kick out. She ain't Jewish. She a Canaanite woman. Following her. Following us. Get rid of that woman. Jesus. They going to sick Jesus on her. Jesus. Get rid of that woman, Jesus. And Jesus didn't do that. Jesus went over there and he said, you know, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel right now. She didn't even listen. She said, Lord, help me. I'm asking you to help. You can help me. Help me. I don't care who you sent to. Help me. See, this woman wouldn't be denied. She's not going to take no for an answer. I mean, first of all, he was silent, didn't say nothing. She's still following. Jesus! My daughter got a devil. I need some help for my daughter. I mean, she out there. He ain't saying nothing. Keep walking. Till them disciples say, kick her out. Get rid of her. Run her off. Then he came to me and said, look, I'm sent to the house of Israel right now. She said, I don't care who you sent to. In a humble way, because she did it, she bowed down before him. See, she came in humility. She got on her knees in front of him. She bowed down. She said, Lord, I know you sent to them, but help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Then Jesus put another roadblock there. He's not really trying to hinder her. He's trying to find the depth of her faith. He wanted to see how deep does her faith go. He said, you know, it's not proper for me to feed the dogs before the children eat. It's not right for me to cast children's bread, which is healing, deliverance, peace of mind, safety, protection, provision, all of these, all the blessing is children's bread. It is what Jesus provided for us in redemption. That's what children's bread is. It is what you ought to be eating. It is what you ought to have in your life. Amen. That's what you ought to be walking in. The children's bread. He says, it's not right. She didn't argue with him. She said, Lord, you're telling the truth. It's not right for you to feed the dogs for the children to eat. She said, but Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, whoa, woman! Great is your
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you receive the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195.